She was like scary Carney Wilson, and now she's just a fat girl.
Be an elevator to obesity, probably.
Yes, thank you.
Obese person couldn't
and
make it up the
wouldn't
stairs.
Take the stairs.
Right.
Is it Anne
that is doing the singing right here?
This is Anne Wilson, the fat one.
Well, that's what I never get them straight. It's Anne and Nancy Wilson.
And the other one, the red hair one, she's
skinny.
She's married to what's his name from Jerry Maguire. Who's the guy that made up Jerry Maguire? Cameron.
Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yes, I believe they're married.
The thing that amazed me.
He wouldn't marry the fat one.
No.
A creative guy like that.
Not
right?
Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe. Thank you, Robbie.
But she is awesome. I mean, I was absolutely blown away after all these years. She still has that voice.
No. For a fat chick.
Yeah, she's so good you forget she's a fat chick.
No, the fact that she is fat helps her voice.
It doesn't hurt it.
Possible. It gives her some, yeah.
She's got such a powerful voice, and she can still sing those songs, you know? Great. I want to go see Heart in concert.
I don't.
And I want to see Loggins and Messina. And I want to see Will Ferrell.
Hey. Okay.
That was a preemptive right there.
I sit there and I listen to you spew out that stuff. And then you got to bring him into it. I told you, I walked out.
Because you got a look on your faces. I had to give a preemptive strike.
I walked out of that guy's movie, his last one.
I'd love to go see Heart. Go see Art.
No problem. I'm sure there's a county fair.
I mean, are they touring? Are they touring this year?
I believe that maybe they're headlining with the Grassroots now.
No. Oh, please.
I'm sure that.
Please.
I'm sure that Heart, if they are touring.
You cannot put Heart and the Grassroots in the same
category.
They are
doing some kind of has-been tour with, Bad Company. You know that.
Hey, I'm there.
Well, no, that's but they are not at the shopping mall level yet.
No,
they are not.
Mike, I believe they might be. Most of the stuff that I've seen with Heart on TV, it's like them doing acoustic shows or...
The one I saw in high def was a, it looked like a Warner Theater type of room.
Yeah, but...
I think that's the level that they're at.
I think
at
it was a free beer night, though.
No, come on, you're not a Heart fan? You know,
yeah,
you just played the song.
Yeah, I like them.
Barracuda.
But come on, you're lying anyway. You're saying you'd go to see them, but you're just like me. You'd go and you'd hear one song, and then you'd look at your watch and you'd go.
I don't go to concerts.
Right. So that's what you're saying, I'd go see Heart. No, you wouldn't go.
I hate the whole concert thing. I always
have.
I mean, since I was a young man, since I was 18 years old, I've hated the concert.
You would like it if they would come to your house and do a show for you in your backyard.
Oh, God. That would be awesome. I'd love that. But I know, I'd go. I enjoy concerts on high-def TV now more than I do going to the concert because the acoustics are so good because the audio is so phenomenal and you get a really good live performance. And I also like small rooms. I like to see them at small rooms. But
I love stadium shows.
I hate stadium shows.
No, I'm being facetious. And I especially love it where in the stadium, like in Cincinnati, that old stadium, there was a bunch of those that used to look the same.
And that's where people get killed, where they do it festival style.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice way of saying kill each other?
Three Rivers Stadium was one like that.
Yeah.
The stadium in St. Louis is like that. It's all made out of cement. They could film Gladiator there today. They wouldn't have to do any renovation except for the fancy signs in the background.
I've lived for over two decades in this area, and I've never been to Wolf Trap, which is apparently a great venue to see a show.
Yeah.
Do you think the reason you hate concerts is you're burned out from your years of touring with your band?
Yeah. My grueling tour schedule, playing all the big rooms.
Keep in mind, you've never been to a show at Wolf Trap except the ones you've played.
He's only been there as a performer, never as a spectator.
Yeah. I came close one time to being on stage at a big place, but we never made it. It never worked out that well.
I think the first time I saw you was at the Barnes.
I want to go to Wolf Trap.
Well, listen, buy yourself a ticket.
I saw the schedule.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Come with me. I'm going to see Meatloaf this year.
Well, you don't
see, there you go. There's your Wolf Trap show right there.
Oh, hold on a second.
Meatloaf.
As long as I'd say Wolf Trap would be a Heart venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Exactly. I wish Heart was playing
Wolf
Trap.
No. Except Heart would have to have two or three acts with them. They could.
No. Heart could have the Doobie. Heart could do like the Doobie Brothers.
No. Heart could be at Hammerjacks.
No way. No way.
No. Hard no. To play
you are a musicologist. You are a former program director.
They could play the 9:30 Club, Mike.
List the hits. List the hits that Hart is.
Hart, yeah, they had a lot. They had Magic Man, Dreamboat Annie,
Back-a-Rooter.
Crazy on You. Yeah, Back-a-Rooter, the one Bo's just said. And then all those, you know, All I Want to Do is Make Love to You. I mean, I'm a fan of theirs, I guess.
I think they're comparable. You know what was, Amberjacks.
Click.
So strict.
Boy, you're fat.
He is.
How you doing on finding Hart's?
The only thing I've been able to come up with, Southern California in mid-July, 3 shows by Hart. All of them, one at Pacific Amphitheater, someplace called Humphreys, and also the...
Humphreys. Humphreys Hardware.
The Pala Casino in
Pala,
California.
Now, why are you jumping all over Hart? Because I like Hart. I never say anything... I guess I do say bad things about the grassroots.
Yeah, and
I'm probably the one that said the shift they'll be playing at the shopping mall.
I'm serious.
But they're now playing at strip malls.
Yeah, to be serious, not comparing the band Hart to the band Grassroots.
Right.
I'm just saying that I don't think Hart is on a par, I would think, with, seriously, as far as touring goes, probably they're about as hot as Eddie Money is.
No, I disagree.
And I think they're a little notch above Eddie Money. Yeah.
I disagree.
But Eddie Money's probably touring more than Hart.
Oh, you bet.
Because that's what Eddie Money does.
Do you think he's wearing that General Custer suit?
Yes.
He had a great time at that party.
Hey, Donna Mike.
I wonder what he looks like now. That's like 20 years ago.
I saw him on an HD concert, as a matter of fact, and Eddie Money looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
His face, he's always had the face of like someone who's been an alcoholic before he was born.
He looked haggard 30 years ago.
And Eddie Money's style was always that he had that raspy voice, but
yes.
I noticed when I was watching that concert on TV that he couldn't hit the notes anymore.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was him speaking the words instead of singing the words.
Like Shatner.
He does it well.
You know what would be a good concert would be Eddie Money and Hart and Blue Oyster Cult. You see, they could do like a Wolf Trap thing. If they had three solid acts
I think Hart could handle it.
Mike?
Yes.
Hart tour.
Yeah.
Here we go. Buzz, you're right. They are going to be at Humphreys.
Right.
That's in San Diego.
What is Humphreys? Do we know?
Nope.
It's great.
But I'll tell you that on June 16th in Costa Mesa, they'll be at the Orange County Fair.
County Fair. There you go.
There you go.
Although it is a step above a craft fair.
Yeah, county fair is the big thing.
They're paying them in funnel cake.
Incidentally, today on one of the news shows, probably one of the, I think it was one of the New York stations that said, funnel cakes you have at the beach might not be as safe as you think. And they were doing this. It was funnel cake.
Who thinks funnel cakes are safe anyway?
No, but they were doing a big thing about what's in that funnel cake. You know, our news team might surprise you.
Jesus.
Funnel cake.
Before we get to Beth Ann and her dress.
Ancient unrefrigerated batter going into ancient hot oil.
Exactly.
What could go wrong?
Really?
No bacteria there.
How about that 24 last
night? Yeah.
Yes.
How about that 24?
2 hours,
I mean,
though.
Even though a lot of it you knew that Jack really wasn't dead, and they were going to come by with whatever that shot was that brings him back to life.
Epinephrine.
Still, boy, you can't beat that show with a stick, can you?
It's great, but 2 hours seemed awfully intense. It's such an intense show that 1 hour for me is enough.
I didn't want to see
Habib or whatever
Marwan.
I didn't want to see him go out on his own terms like he did.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to see him get the crap kicked out of him.
Well, I thought the last half hour. Was the flowery part that I could have done without.
Right.
You've got Tony and Moon Face Pie Girl. They're in love again.
I have a prediction for next season.
Okay, go.
He will come back bearded. He will be bearded.
Oh, that's right. He's going to have to be like Michael Jackson now and disguise himself.
He will be bearded.
Jack Bauer.
And I have an idea for next season. I want Edgar to somehow, through a chain of events, get stuck out in the field with Jack Bauer. Now that's entertainment.
Poor Edgar's
out in the field.
Virtually ignored at the end of the
year. Well, I think that Edgar's going to probably have his place busted over the summer. They're going to find like kiddie porn in there. So.
Right. And that president, boy.
Oh, you know what?
A lot of bad taste in my mouth with that show.
I'm glad they're bringing that guy, President Hughes, that's why I call him, because he reminds me of our general manager.
All I could think of is that when I was
glad they're bringing him back. Because he kind of dissed the big black president.
Oh, my God.
At the end. Yeah.
You played a role?
Yeah.
You played a role. So President Palmer basically did everything, and he says, you played a role. And he's just a complete ass. He is just a total ass.
Well, as I said, President Hughes.
Yes.
And it looks like he's coming back next year, too. It looks like he's going to be the president next year, the Nixon guy.
And the long-haired hostile is still on the loose.
Well, that's right.
However.
Yes. Oh, that's right. The evil mercenary.
Yeah.
Don't get me going on what happened to Barus.
Yeah.
You know, I sat there.
This, though.
I sat there all night going, what happened to Barus? On one hand, I'm ecstatic that as somebody emailed us, it is the chick from the first season and the chick that put the stuff in the president's hands that had Tony tied up. Wow, that was a good pull by that listener a couple of weeks ago.
All I know is looking at her in that show, I'm very glad she's free. Because she is the hottest terrorist.
Agreed.
I love the fact that they take somebody from the first year, they just like basically just throw her in the end of the second year, and then fourth year, here she comes back again.
Well, you know, they also make her look a little haggard and, you know, like a little road worn, but boy, she is.
You can't spell hospital without hot.
She is so hot. Really? And I don't think.
You also can't spell hospital without hose.
Also true.
Hose.
She is cold blooded, though.
Yeah.
Man, that was fun.
Good show last night, 24. Jack Bauer. See, my name is Jack Bauer.
Cross the border, Jack.
Of course. And he just walks off into the train tracks at the end. Jesus.
Into the sunrise.
Yeah, why do you got to do it like that? Why do you got to do me like that?
Melodrama on CSI, melodrama on 24. Mm-hmm. I was all melodramaed out by the time I went to Sleepy Bay.
You know, one good thing about 24, though, is that if they're really gone, like his daughter, because now Alicia Cuthbert has gone on to be like a semi-big star in her own right, she's totally out of the script. Like when Jack is, I guess, going to drop out of society, and he's got his super secret phone that he can only use for 1 minute at a time.
Right.
He calls the big black president. But wouldn't he call his daughter?
Mm-hmm. You would think so.
Except she got written off the show.
But they have such wonderful exchanges.
And how stupid am I when he's doing that? Mr. President, I understand. I remembered that.
It's been an honor, sir.
I remembered that Tony Almeida had told him that the scramble phone works for 1 minute.
Right.
Yeah.
So I drove my wife crazy. The show was over. I went back and went through the TiVo and said, let's time that phone call. 57 seconds. Really? 57 seconds.
So they did it.
Just because of idiots like me, I bet.
Yep. But you've got the whole plot for next year. You're all set because we're going to be... We're going to be fighting the Chinese next year.
Nothing wrong with that, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Bring on an enemy that we know something about. That's what I say.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of in the dark about all these Middle Eastern guys.
I know.
I've read my history books.
Pull everybody out of Iraq and, you know, we'll deal with China and North Korea.
Right.
Hey, and how about that guy who gave Jack Bauer up so easy?
Yeah.
That CTU guy.
Yeah, it's got to be the biggest, wimpiest CTU guy you'd ever see.
Nice going. Like, they didn't even do anything to him. They said, you know, maybe we'll...
You're going to have to go to prison.
Okay, Jack Bauer.